tell me about what specifically that means in terms of what we have to do to change the style of play. It sounds to me like the mid-court area is twice as important in world play.
Yeah, well, it's simply a matter of we try to eliminate a half-court game. We try to get it up into a up-and-down, fast-court, fast-break pace. And we do that by pressuring them defensively for 90 it's actually 94 feet in the NBA. It's one of the other changes. The court is a couple feet shorter in the international game. And create our offense by those turnovers and by forcing quick long shots from them and running off of that. Well, Argentina and Spain have guards that are not intimidated because they play in the NBA and they've played the international game, so they also know what the referees are looking for as fouls are concerned. And they also have big men who can handle the ball a little bit, and so that pressure is not going to work. The problem is if we are pressing up and they are breaking it, now we're at a disadvantage because it means that we've left at least one or two guys in the backcourt. And conversely, right, offensively, and this is to me, defensively you can get to the point where you can handle a half court. You can teach a zone and you can get up to speed. Where we really lose our way is at the offensive end. And this is where I thought against Senegal, rather than getting up and down, rather than guys taking quick shots, I'll be honest, I turned the game off after the first half because I saw that we were not trying to do anything. It was a meaningless game. Why not slow it down,